Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hey, listen, I told you Monday, the weekend's going to be here. Before you know it, here we are sitting on Thursday afternoon already. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. And I hope you get through the day and just have a great day today. Thank you for tuning in and being part of our show here on WWL. And I thank all of you who are tuning in on the Odyssey app, the TuneIn app, and the iHeartRadio app. And if you're listening in another city, you are welcome to our show. And if you have any comments, you're certainly welcome to call in and share your comments with us. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening, thank you for being part of our show. And we hope you'll always make an appointment to join us in the afternoon from 1 to 4 here on WWL. And, you know, we always have a lot to talk about. And you will hear things on this show that you're not going to hear on other talk radio shows, because the overwhelming great majority of radio talk show hosts are dedicated to one thing, and that is Donald Trump. And they're dedicated to one thing, conservative ideology, and Donald Trump is part of that. While I have a lot in common and appreciate a lot about conservative ideology, and if you actually take the time to listen to the show, if you don't listen with a biased ear that renders you incapable of hearing what I actually say, you know how much I'm aligned with conservative ideology in so many ways. But in America, it's an interesting time because I can be conservative on 9 issues. I mean, really a true conservative on 9 issues. But if on one issue, like, I'm just going to use this as an example, same-sex marriage. If I am for same-sex marriage, if I'm for legalization of marijuana, which I don't even think is a partisan issue because there are a lot of conservative people who get stoned every day. You know, if I am for those two issues, then there are people who say that I'm a crazy liberal. If I agree with some things that Donald Trump says and does, and I do, but when I'm honest about Donald Trump, people say that I'm some kind of whacked out liberal. You know, there are a lot of Republicans who don't agree with Donald Trump. There are true Republicans who don't agree with Donald Trump. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump to be a Republican or to be a conservative. And I love to bring this out because, you know, this show is really, it's for everybody. And if you are a true conservative and a true right-wing radical and a Trump supporter, this show is for you too. But it's also bringing a voice to the many people in this area and in this country that don't feel like they're represented in talk radio, because talk radio is very, very myopic in its views. And talk radio, for the most part, is generally not very creative. You know, you've got a lot of these talk show hosts who just repeat the same Republican rhetoric, and they're not coming up with original thoughts. So I love this show. I love that I'm a registered independent. I love that I call myself a radical moderate. And that really relates to many of you, those of you who are not true Democrats, not true Republicans. You're moderates. And yet, if you have an opinion, if you have a strong opinion when it comes to every issue, then I think that makes you a radical moderate. You don't have to just be a moderate, like moderates are perceived as not having a spine and just not really having an opinion. Well, that's not me. That's why I call myself a radical moderate. All right, so a lot to talk about today. Thank you for tuning in. The Saints are announcing that the 2025 season ticket sales have sold out. For the 20th consecutive year, the New Orleans Saints have a sellout of their season ticket inventory. So that is very good news. And look, I really believe that there's a lot of optimism. I mean, I feel it. I hear it. I hear it from this show. There's a lot of optimism about the Saints. And as I said, I had a conversation with Bobby Abier in the hall the other day. And Bobby and I were talking about just this this idea that the Saints are truly rebuilding. And Bobby made a great point, as I mentioned yesterday, that this is really the first true post Sean Payton, Drew Brees era for the Saints. Because everything else was kind of based on what Sean Payton and Drew Brees had done here. And they were carryover aspects of everything. And yeah, they brought in some new people, and it was a patchwork mentality of let's bring in a few people and, you know, we'll get the fans excited thinking we're gonna get to the playoffs. You know, Derek Carr is gonna be that quarterback, he could at least get us to the playoffs. Well, you know, that didn't happen. I mean, he was a bust. And I never liked the idea that with Dennis Allen as coach, he was sort of guaranteed the starting position. He's a very good quarterback. There were times that he was brilliant. There were times that he was just terrible. He wasn't even a good backup quarterback at times. So anyway, I love the direction we're heading in. And even if we don't win a ton of games, even if we don't have a winning season, I like the idea that the Saints are building to the future. But as I have said, there have been teams with rookie coaches and rookie quarterbacks or very young quarterbacks that have made it to the playoffs. So I'm going to be very optimistic. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with luck because players get injured. And sometimes that's just a matter of good luck, bad luck, or something just happens. If the Saints can stay healthy, I think they've got a shot at going to the playoffs. And I am so looking forward to the game. Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, our pregame coverage begins at 11 o'clock. And as I mentioned the other day, just take your earbuds. Take them into church with you. If you go to church later in the morning, take the earbuds and start listening to the pregame show. Because many of you, I mean, you can recite the Lord's Prayer or the Nicene Creed. You can recite these things and, you know, not even think about it. In fact, sometimes when we recite those prayers, maybe we're thinking about other things, which, by the way, is a mistake. You're supposed to think about the prayer while you're saying. Anyway, I'm just kind of kidding about that. But go to church early and get out and turn on WWL and start with the pregame coverage at 11 o'clock. And kickoff is at 3 o'clock. And the Saints are in California right now, first practice in California. And I know they love being there because of the weather. LSU fans were in a panic yesterday afternoon. There was a rumor going around that quarterback Garrett Nussmeier had been carted off the field. He was injured and carted off the field. Well, you know, with social media today, it doesn't take much for rumors to start and then to just explode on the internet. So that was not the case. Apparently, just out of an abundance of caution, they decided to end Nussmeier's participation in practice a little early. It was just sort of a tweak. It's described as a tweak to his lower leg. He's expected to be ready for practice on Friday. Today is a rest day. So all of that sounds good to me. And no reason to panic. And Garrett Nussmeier is one of the reasons that LSU, one of maybe the main reason that LSU is ranked so highly in the preseason polls. And they've got a great season opener against Clemson at Clemson. And LSU under Brian Kelly has not done well in season openers. We know that for a fact. But they can recover even if they lose the season opener. But let's hope LSU beats the Tigers of Clemson. Again, that's coming up in the first season game for LSU. You know, yesterday we talked about that shooting at Fort Stewart, Georgia, and apparently it was a soldier. He had a personal handgun. He used that to shoot five soldiers, and he apparently had some problem with somebody in particular. And there was fast action taken by about six soldiers, and they subdued this guy. And they are seen, and they should be seen, as real heroes. This is really good news. New Orleans is part of this, but the FBI is reporting that violent crime across America fell 4.5% last year. Good news. Marjorie Taylor Greene throws shade at Fox News' baby boomer audience, saying, quote, "That's not the future of America." You know, I hate to say this, and I hate to agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene, but she's kind of right. You know, the Fox News audience in particular is old. Now, there are younger viewers, but the overwhelming majority, this is the case with CNN and MSNBC as well. But the last time I looked, proportionately, the Fox News audience is older than the other cable networks. And so she's right. That's not the future of America. That's a generation that's dying. But the over 70 listeners, the over 70-year-old audience, not that there's anything wrong with being over 70, but the over 70-year-old audience at Fox News is the majority of their audience, the overwhelming majority of their audience. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene is bringing up something important, that the elderly baby boomer audience is not the future of America. I know that kind of hurts. And you know, if you're a boomer and you're over 70, you can still be very relevant. You just have to vote and you have to be active in politics. But I know this is hard for boomers to take, and I'm a boomer, so I'm right there with you. But I have tried to keep up with trends. I've tried to keep up with a lot of different things and not get stuck in my era. And a lot of people get stuck in their era and they watch everything pass them by. Instead of watching life pass you by, just try to, man, get into some of the stuff that is going on today. Get into some of the thinking of today and just don't be locked in your past. And I know when you get a little older, you are less supportive of change. And you're more likely to really probably, you know, be a conservative because, you know, you want things to be just the way they are right now. So it's interesting. And again, I hate to agree with her, but to some degree, she's right. Donald Trump is blaming Howard Stern and him leaving Sirius XM on the fact that he endorsed Hillary Clinton. Is Howard Stern leaving? Is Howard Stern retiring? I listen to Howard Stern. I haven't heard him say that. I've heard him kind of joke about it or talk about it, but he has not said he's leaving. So apparently there's some misinformation out there about that. We'll talk about that coming up. And let's see, what else? I want to talk about this in just a little while on the show. I was going to talk about it yesterday, but we didn't get to it. Many of you have kids or grandkids that watch the animated series Bluey. It's from Australia. And the mother is referred to as Mum, because that's a British thing. And, you know, there's a connection between Great Britain, the UK, and Australia. And when they go on vacation, it's not going on vacation. We're going on holiday. That is another thing that is said in the UK and Europe and Australia. So it's truly from Australia. But What is the real value of the show? I've watched this with my grandkids many, many times. And I even told my son once, I said, you know, I don't really get the message. I mean, is there a message here? Well, apparently there is. Apparently there's a really strong message in Bluey, and we're gonna talk about that this afternoon. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we get into this afternoon, and we don't always know what we're going to talk about at the beginning of the show because it's live radio, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. All right, Ian, again, poor Ian, locked in the back in a dark office with lights on. He's got a visor on. You know the things that, you know, dealers wear, you know, where they've got the bands on their sleeves and they're holding the sleeves up and they've got the, you know, glasses on and the visor down and it's dark and they've got this one lamp on. And Ian's working hard back in the office. So Coleman is our studio producer today. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Scoot, I have to be honest, I'm kind of bummed out a little.
Why?
So I engaged in a social experiment early. You know, I do Newell's show right before yours, right?
Okay, yeah.
And during Newell's show, there were a lot of text messages criticizing Newell for never being critical of Donald Trump. They text him all day, how come you're not saying this? How come you're not saying that? So I texted him back. I said, how about you stick around for the Scoot Show? I'm quite sure if you stick around for the Scoot Show, he'll supply you with all the content that you create. He'll be critical of the president as you wish. As soon as you came on, all of those people disappeared. Now that Newell's gone, now we're getting text messages criticizing you. But, 5 minutes in, we're talking about Trump. So it's like, where are the people that want the Trump content? Well, how come they're not engaging? Well, we're getting engagement from those who don't like when you talk about Trump.
Maybe they're listening, and they have nothing to complain about. Look, Newell has a very successful show. And what I love about WWL is we're all different. You know, Tommy has his show, Newell has his show, and I have my show. There's no meeting that takes place that says, okay, you guys have got to talk about this, and you know everybody has to be on the same page when it comes to all of this. When it comes to opinions, we're all free. This is a really unique situation in radio in America. I don't know of another station like this in America, and it's because WWL has always been a great station. And WWL continues to change with the times, and we are a great station today. You know, not only for the over 70 crowd, but for everybody. And as I've mentioned, you know, I talk a lot about music. I talk about grunge music. I talk about mosh pits. I talk about things like that. Because if somebody was 15 years old during the grunge era of the 90s, you know, they're in their mid to late 40s, early 50s today. That is prime talk radio audience. So, you know, all of my life, I have been engaged in, you know, analyzing and paying attention to pop culture. And I think this show, as its build, is just a great combination of politics and pop culture. I'll say this once again and be very brief about it. Donald Trump is president of the United States. He says some really bizarre and outrageous things. He says things that, in my opinion, are a threat to America. When a president presents those ideas, I'm going to talk about the president. And I don't care how many times people say, you're talking about Trump again. Here's the point. Those people don't want me to talk about Trump because they don't like what they hear. They know it's true because it's coming from me and I'm telling the truth. They may actually know it's true, but they don't want it to be talked about because they can't really challenge it. And so they just don't want it talked about. Well, we talk about a lot of things. I mean, I'm talking about Bluey. We're going to talk about South Park and the second episode of the new season, which was on last night, which I saw, which was funny as hell. And yes, they made fun of Trump again. I mean, in a very, very derogatory way. Made fun of J.D. Vance. Made fun of ICE, just to some degree. Christy Nome was part of it last night, and I didn't really think about how much makeup she wears until I saw the episode last night. So we're going to talk about South Park. So really, stop with all this stuff about all you do is talk about Trump. That's simply a lie. It's simply not true. It doesn't affect us. It doesn't bother us. But just, I mean, don't waste your time talking about that, and just listen to the show because we talk about a lot of things. And it's interesting that those, and I made this point yesterday, those people who say we shouldn't talk about Trump every day, they supported Fox News, they supported conservative talk show hosts around the country who did nothing but talk about Biden every day. Well, what's the difference? If they're talking about Biden every day, and we talk about Trump almost every day, so what? It's the exact same thing. In fact, those talk show hosts are still talking about Biden every day, or Hillary, or Kamala Harris. I mean, man, they're stuck in a rut. All right, you got a comment? Oaken Heart Jewelers, talking text line, 504-260-1870. I do. I am feeling really good about this season. You know, let's not worry about the preseason. Let's just get excited about the battle for quarterback. Is it going to be Spence? Is it going to be Shuck? You know, and Bobby Hebert, among others, have talked about how good Jake Haener looks. I don't think he's going to be in the running. I think it's going to be between Rattler and Shuck. But, man, I'm excited to watch it. It starts Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature.
Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I'm kind of losing my mind over this whole tariff thing. President Trump has now imposed higher tariffs on dozens of countries. Remember all the countries that were going to come to him begging to make deals if he put the higher tariffs on them? Well, that was a bust. I mean, I think we can all agree that the whole tariff plan has been a taco tariff plan, and it really has not worked the way Trump thought it was going to work. And I think Trump was misguided by his ego and his belief that he is always right and that he's bigger than anybody and that whatever he wants, people are going to bow down and give him what he wants. Maybe that's the way it works in the business world to some degree if you have the power to bully people, but that doesn't always work when it comes to politics. And the tariff plan, I mean, every day it's something different. We're going to pose this. I mean, yesterday I was talking about the new tariff on India, 25%. By the time I got off the air, Trump had raised it to 50%. So, I mean, he's just trying to put things together to make something work because it's not working. And, you know, the worst thing that you can do in life is if something isn't working, the worst thing you can do is to work harder at trying to make it work as opposed to just moving on or just making a change. And this goes really for any aspect of life in your business. If something's not working, if it was your idea, you might try harder and harder to make it work. But it's not necessarily going to work even if you try harder to make it work. Sometimes it's better to just move on. So I don't know. The whole tariff thing is really confusing. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, we can spend a few minutes talking about this. What has President Trump done that has really been good for America so far? In about 6 months, 7 months in office now. What is something that President Trump has done that has been really great for America. I mean, please don't bring up the tariffs because you can't do that. I will say the border. President Trump shut down the border. And he did it so quickly and so easily. And he gets credit for that. I give him credit for that. But it just goes to show you how incompetent Joe Biden was, because Joe Biden didn't do anything. And he just made the situation worse. So I'll give President Trump credit for shutting down the border. But other than that, what has he done that has really been good for America? The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
Okay, Scoot, I'm going to read these two back to back because they're kind of in the same vein and get your thoughts about them. The first one is, good day, Scoot. What I don't agree with is that automatic assumption that if you approve of Donald Trump's performance, you're automatically labeled or a right-wing conservative wacko. And then there's another one that says, I cannot stand Trump with all my being. I could never vote for him, but he has done a few things I approve of, quite a few, but that's because I think he's truly a liberal.
Well, he was a liberal. Apparently, he was a liberal for a long time, and he became a Republican. Now, there is documented evidence in articles and comments that Trump has made. Trump talked about when he was a playboy, when he was a businessman playboy, Trump talked about running for president. And he said, if I run for president, I'm going to run as a Republican because they're too dumb. They're so dumb that I can convince them of anything. So before he even became a Republican to run for president, Donald Trump insulted every Republican in this country. He called you dumb and said that you know he could persuade you to believe anything. And he worked with many Republicans, but not with everybody. You can support Trump and not be a right-wing radical. You can believe in Trump and not be a right-wing radical. You know, it should be obvious who the right-wing radicals are. They are the ones that don't really think. They just automatically accept. They have TDS, Trump Delusional Syndrome. They are delusional about Donald Trump and will believe anything and everything and defend anything and everything. If you support Donald Trump, but you're not suffering from Trump Delusional Syndrome, then, of course, you're a Republican and you support many of Trump's things. But if you're a true Republican, if you're a true conservative, there are a lot of things that you would disagree with about Donald Trump. And if not, then you're not a true conservative.
This text says, it's called being simple-minded. Life is more complicated than just the hardcore MAGA supporters or the right-wing radicals, the liberals, the Democrats. Surveys show that most Americans are neither.
No, that's true. The right-wing supporters, the MAGA people, they did not put Trump in office. There's not enough of them. I mean, the numbers prove that. There are not enough of them. It takes independents. It takes rhinos. And the right-wing radicals are so critical of the rhinos. But if they didn't have the rhinos, Trump wouldn't be in office. So I don't know why they're so critical of the rhinos, but they are. It also takes moderate Democrats to help elect a president. You know, remember, for some of you, during the Reagan years and when Reagan was running, Reagan was so popular with Democrats that the term became Reagan Democrats. I mean, he won over a lot of Democrats. Bill Clinton won over a lot of Republicans. That's what you have to do. The hardcore right, the hardcore left, they don't have the numbers to put somebody in the White House. It's the moderates, the independents, that actually put presidents in the White House.
This text says, hey, Scoot, I listened to your show, but you are very lopsided in your reporting. I do realize that Republicans show their side and they support their side. And it's also, but you're better than that. Yes, you would. Your show could probably be one of the best in the country. And I know you tried to be neutral, but you're not at all. Trump does a lot of good as well as a lot of bad, as well as President Obama and President Biden. But Biden was quite possibly the worst of all time. And I definitely do not see it your way.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I am against the right when the right gets into religious pandering, when the right gets into this Christian nationalism, where they want to try to tell me how to lead my life. I'm against the right when they want to ban books. I'm against the right when they want to do a lot of things. But in many ways, and I've talked about this many times, I'm more of a true conservative than a lot of MAGAites. I mean, I truly believe in the Constitution. I believe in just, again, many of the tenets of true conservative ideology. But again, if I'm against banning books, then people want to label me a whacked out liberal. I'm very much for freedom of speech. And a lot of people on the right have lost their respect for freedom of speech. Unless they agree with the speech, they're not for freedom of speech. And that's not very American.
I'll leave you with this one. This goes to your monologue earlier about your stance of being a moderate independent or heavy crazy. This one goes, I hate to break it to you, Scoop, but there's no longer a registered independent party thanks to Governor Landry.
Yeah, well, I registered as an independent when I registered as an independent. I mean, I'm really a no-party person, and I decided to register as an independent, not thinking that I was part of an independent party, because I'm not part of the independent party. And I know there's a party out there that is an independent party. You know, that's not me. I can find maybe a better way to phrase that. But I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. And I registered as a Democrat, I mean, as an independent, because that worked for me at the time. But I don't know how anybody can truly believe in either one of these political tribes, because that's what they are. It's tribal politics. And they truly are acting like their tribes. Marjorie Taylor Greene is threatening to leave the Republican Party because of MAGA's betrayal of Donald Trump over the Epstein files. But some Republicans are asking her to stay. Yeah, I don't know. If I were a Republican, I would want Marjorie Taylor Greene to leave the party. But if you're a Democrat, you want her to stay because she's great for the Democrats. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WWL. Well, today we wish B.J. Thomas happy birthday, but he's not alive to appreciate it. B.J. Thomas died in May of 2021, and of all the songs that he did, the Raindrop song and some of the other songs, this is my favorite B.J. Thomas song, Hooked on a Feeling. But I think the band Blue Suede did it better. That's the one that starts out, hooka-chooka, hooka-chooka, whatever they're trying to say there. So, yeah, B.J. Thomas would be celebrating his birthday today, but he passed away in 2011. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm sorry, 2021. I'm Scoot. Glad you are with us. What has President Trump done so far that has been really good for America? The Okunar Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, the Big Beautiful Bill grants significant tax deductions for tipped, for tipped and overtime workers, as well as seniors, delivers sweeping tax cuts for Americans and allows for tax deductions for auto loans on American-made cars. The bill also directs the completion of Trump's, where does this go from here? Of Trump's U.S. southern border wall, and it funds mass deportation operations that I don't know where it goes from there. You know, there are some good things in the Big Beautiful Bill, but it's not big and beautiful for everybody, and no bill is. There's always winners and losers, no matter what the legislation is. The question is, how many winners, how many losers will there be? I like the idea that there's no taxes on tips, although it is revenue. I could argue either way, but I personally like the idea that you can keep your tips and you're not taxed on tips. I'm not familiar with some of these other things. I'm not really that familiar with the tax deductions on auto loans for American-made cars, but that's an incentive to get people to buy American cars. But I don't know if it's a big enough incentive. I think the American consumer wants to buy the best car. And I have shied away from American cars, not all of my life, but mostly in recent years, I've shied away from American cars because I trust the imports more. And America needs to continue to fight to do a better job to improve things. And again, maybe it's just my personal choice. I mean, design, performance, the car that I'm driving, I love the car that I drive. And it's an import, the tax break, I'm not going to pay attention to that. But I think it's good to have an incentive to buy American-made products. And for people who want to take advantage of that, I think that's a wonderful thing. As far as mass deportations are concerned, we've seen it's not that people who are in this country illegally shouldn't be removed from the country if they're criminals. But it's the way ICE is doing it that's a problem for me. It's this thug mentality of the FBI. It's the thug mentality of ICE that is really creating the problem. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. That's good. No, I double-checked this, and it said that Donald Trump did not call Republicans dumb voters. That's fake.
You know, I checked up on that during the break, and you're right. And I, you know, read that from a reliable source, or what I thought was a reliable source. And you know, there's a lot of reliable sources out there that print news that is not accurate. And so, if I read that, and if I make a mistake, I'm going to admit to that mistake. So Donald Trump did not say that, but he certainly changed to the Republican Party because it was a convenient opportunity for him to run, feeling that he wouldn't win as a Democrat.
Now, I wanted to say one more thing with regard to books. You know, you were talking about books and things.
Yeah.
No, there are some books that should never be in a school library or in even maybe not even in a public library. There was a young boy. There's a video of him reading from a book to a school board meeting. And I mean, it was really, really filthy. And then they had a pastor. he had a book and he was reading it, and the people at the school board meeting were like, no, no, no. He says, no. He says, if you don't want to hear this, then why should children be exposed to it?
Well, maybe there are a few books that shouldn't be in school libraries, but a very few. But all books should be in public libraries. And this idea of trying to control thought by banning books is scarier than the messages that appear in the books that people disagree with. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, this is a very important day, August the 7th. In 1990, President George H. Walker Bush ordered the organization of Operation Desert Shield in response to Iraq's invasion of Kuwait on August the 2nd. And Operation Desert Shield turned into Operation Desert Storm. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, Wilson Pickett had the number one song in the R&B charts with this song, In the Midnight Hour. You know, I think this is one of the songs that some of the guys used to pop the gator to. Remember at the party when, you know, the party was going along just fine and the parents were, you know, hiding in the back, and kind of later in the evening, some guys would pop the gator. Now, for those of you who are millennials and younger, this is like another one of the stupid baby boomer things. And, you know, it kind of simulated humping, I guess. You know, like one guy singly on the ground, like humping, crawling like an alligator humping. It was called the gator, and it was kind of a gross thing. But there were always hoods at the party that would always do that. All right, I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back with more. So what would a recession look like if we actually have a recession? Some people are predicting that. That is next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.